radio, they were listening and listening with great care because Uta and her mother are also both people who escape from behind the Iron Curtain.
And then you mentioned in the story that not only did Carl Bly jump from the ship, but others jumped from the ship as well, and that those others were three doctors. My mom and I, we looked at each other and said, there can't be another incident where there's three doctors who jumped off of a ship that was going from East Germany to Cuba. Had to be our three doctors.
Turns out those three doctors were the ones who helped advise Uta's family on how to escape from East Germany, and we'll hear about that escape next. I'm Dick Gordon from American Public Media. This is The Story. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Story. Just before Thanksgiving, I talked with Eric and Carl Bly about plotting an escape from East Germany. Eric was already in the U.S., and using coded letters, they planned that Carl would jump into the ocean from a ship bound to Cuba. Eric would be in a smaller boat off the coast of Florida, ready to pick Carl out of the water. Neither one of them was prepared for what happened after Carl jumped.
All of a sudden, we pulled Carl in. Oh, no, there's another one. I saw not only one person jumping, but three more. And we pulled them all in, and it turned out to be the three doctors. And these people were all prepared, these doctors. They had their bathing suit on and a T-shirt, and underneath they taped all their papers, documents. So three more persons jumped. They saw the escape. They saw somebody is going. Once there's a hole in the Iron Curtain, people, they are lined up to get out.
After that show aired, we got an email from Uta Grove. She wrote, "My mother and I heard the story on the radio today about the Bly brothers' escape from East Germany. We almost couldn't believe our ears and now would like to tell you the rest of the story. The Bly story is about two brothers, and that's where my story begins. My story is about two sisters."
We were actually driving up north for the holidays, and someone had told me that there was going to be a story playing about two fellows that escaped from East Germany, and they thought I might be interested in listening to the story.
And that's all you knew?
That's all I knew.
I wish I'd been sitting in the back seat just to hear your reaction.
Yeah, it was just pretty wild.
It turns out the three doctors in the Bly brothers' story helped Uta Grove and her family escape from East Germany. Uta's Aunt Elsie was already living in the U.S.
After these three doctors jumped ship, I guess the information was published by the Miami Herald down in Miami. And my aunt lived in Miami at the time, and she saw the newspaper story. So she tracked down the three doctors and found out that they practiced in the same hospital that she used to practice at in East Germany while she was still living there as a young woman. And she met the doctors and became friends with them. And somehow they had connections that, through those connections, my aunt hired a company that ended up being the people that smuggled us out of East Germany.
There were actually companies that did that, people you could
apparently
hire to do it.
Yeah.
So I asked Uta Grove to tell me the story of her escape. When she was a young girl living in East Germany, she heard stories about America. She dreamed of living here one day, but assumed it was impossible because the government did not allow East Germans to leave. At that same time, though, her mother was making plans to get herself and her two kids out of East Germany. At the time, Uta was 10 years old. She wasn't aware of the plan, but she knew something was up.
What I noticed was that some of my things were disappearing. My favorite dolls were gone. I had a collection of chocolates that were covered in tinfoil, different little figurines. All of a sudden, they disappeared, and I blamed my brother. I thought he'd gone through and ate them all.
But what was happening?
But my mother was shipping everything to America. She sent my dolls. She sent photo albums. She sent my chocolate collection, which didn't make it. My cousins did end up eating that when it got here. But
but I would have thought, I don't know the system that well, clearly, but I would have thought that the act of mailing all one's possessions to America might be a tip-off to the authorities that you're planning on following your possessions.
Yeah, well, it did end up happening because at some point, my mother told me later on, we weren't aware of it at the time, of course, but there were some people that came to the house, in fact, and they said to my mom, "What are you doing? You're causing suspicion." And she said, "Why?" And they said, "Well, apparently somebody noticed that we were sending things like that in the mail," and to immediately stop. So, of course, she did.
And I guess you couldn't travel with, you couldn't go and take all the money out of the bank or anything like that without causing
right.
suspicion.
My mother
as well.
Actually did withdraw money from her bank and was planning to take it with us when we left. And then when that happened and the people stopped by to say, "You're drawing all this attention to yourself," she went and put deposited all the money back into the bank account because she just didn't want to take any chances that anything would go wrong in that regard.
In early August 1973, Uta Grove's mother, Hiltrud, put her plan into action.
My mother woke my brother and me up early in the morning and said, "We're going on a trip." And she didn't tell me where we were going. She said it was going to be a surprise. So we got dressed, and she made us wear our good clothes, and she had us take our winter coats with us, even though it was in the middle of summer. And
was she telling you where you were going at all?
No, she just took us to the train station. And when we got to the train station, I saw a sign there that said Berlin. And I always had wanted to go to the Berlin Zoo. That was a big dream that I had. So I thought, oh, this was the surprise. We're going to be going to the Berlin Zoo. And I told my mom, oh, I figured it out. And my mom said, yes, we're going to the Berlin Zoo.
And just to be clear, Uta, you're going to the East German part of Berlin. You're
East
not crossing
German
the
part.
Wall, right?
No, exactly.
Okay.
We were going to the East German Berlin Zoo. So we get on the train and we, you know, sure enough, we're going to Berlin. And we did go to the zoo. And my mother met this woman there who was an old girlfriend of hers from school years ago. And, she introduced her as an aunt. And the two ladies walked behind my brother and me as my brother and I were running around looking at the animals and just enjoying the day. And then after the zoo adventure was over, we got back on the train and I thought we were heading home. Well, my mother took us off at a different train station. I don't remember the name of the town where we got off, but it was somewhere where I hadn't been before. So when I asked my mother, you know, why are we getting off here, she wouldn't tell us. She just said, you know, come over here, let's sit down, we have to wait. So that's when I thought, okay, this is strange, you know, and my mother said, you know, just sit here, we're going to be waiting here and just be quiet.
And did the idea of an escape from East Germany even enter your mind at that point?
Absolutely not. I had no idea what was going on.
It turns out that the woman meeting Uta Grove's mother was giving her instructions for the next leg of their escape from East Germany. So there they sat, the three of them, on a bench in a train station.
As we were sitting there, then this strange man came up to my mother and said something to her. And she said, okay, you know, let's go. It's time to go. So we went with this man across the parking lot, and there was a red sports car over parked across the other side of the parking lot. And I started getting a little nervous because I used to get car sick as a child. So I said, oh, I don't know if are we going in that car? And my mother knew I was getting nervous, and I said, I'm going to get sick. And she says, well, just try to get sick right here. I'm like, you know, that whole incident made me a little
What did she want you
nervous.
To do, put your finger down your throat? And
yeah, well, she wanted me to put my finger down my throat and get sick before we got into the car. Anyway, at that point, the man says to my mother, the kids don't know what's going on, and she said no. And he said, oh, well, maybe we should call that off. And my mother said no, and she pushed us into the car.
And what was going on in your mind? Were you just confused at this point?
Completely. I thought I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know who the man was. I didn't know why we got off in this strange town and why we were going on a car trip when my mother knew that I always got car sick. I just was very confused. So
you got in the back seat and drove somewhere? Is that what happened?
We did. We were in the back seat and started driving. And then my mother said, okay, what's going on is that we're going to go visit your grandmother. And I knew my grandmother was in West Germany because she was on vacation there. So then I figured it out. My brother was only 7, so I'm not sure if he understood the significance of what was going on. But at that time, I knew, oh, that's why my mother had been acting so strangely.
And so did that mean that the adventure was at that point exciting or frightening for you?
I wasn't frightened. I was very excited. For some reason, I don't know if it's because I was a child, but I kind of figured this was going to work out, you know. So I was looking
forward to
seeing.
The adults are in charge, right?
Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing my grandmother, and you know, and going to the West and so on, which is something that we would only dream of and, you know, pretend. So
how is this going to work?